Good morning, and welcome to our Christchurch reflection for this Sunday, the 17th of May. We want to welcome you wherever and whenever you are watching this, and whether you're usually part of our Christchurch community, or whether you are new to us. The theme today is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. And Chris Turner will share with us some thoughts on the question of whether we trust God to keep his promises to provide. We have prayers today from a number of contributors, and in a moment I will read from the Bible. But first, let us begin with a prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together as a church family, even if we are not physically together. We thank you for your faithfulness to us and your promises to us. We thank you that you are the God who provides. We pray that you will speak to us today, speak through Chris, and grow our knowledge and understanding of you and our relationship with you through this time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our first reading today is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 to 14. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. The angel of the Lord called out from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," and to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." Our second reading is from Acts 17, verse 24 to 28. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands, and he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out the appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him, and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. It's very good to be with you. I hope you're doing okay. We're looking this morning at the next in our series on the nature of God as revealed in the names attributed to him by different characters in the Old Testament after he's done something memorable for them. And this morning we're looking at the challenge that God gives Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. And when at the last moment God prevents Abraham from putting the dagger in his son's heart and provides a ram to sacrifice instead, Abraham calls the place Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. And that's our topic for today, the characteristic of God who provides. This is a story not without its problems, but we don't unfortunately have time to look at those this morning, because there's an important question that this story poses for all of us, and that is, do we trust God to keep his promise to provide? Do we trust him and love him above everything else, including our nearest and dearest? That was the test for Abraham, which he passed with flying colours. As they walked their way, their 2 days, to Mount Moriah, young Isaac says to Dad, "Dad, we've got the fire and we've got the wood, but where's the lamb for the sacrifice?" And to which Dad replies, "God will provide his own lamb." A reply Abraham would not have been able to make earlier on in his life. Years ago, God had promised Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son of their own. But years had gone by and they were getting older, past it. And so Sarah thought that she could help God make his promise come true and said to Abraham one day, "Why don't you sleep with my maid Hagar, and that way we might find get a son." And so Ishmael is born, and thus begin a whole host of problems which still continue in Israel and Palestine today. If only they'd waited for God to keep his promise. Not easy. 27 years is a long time to wait. But one of the most vital questions of faith for all of us is, have we learnt to wait for God, who will keep his promise, but it will always be in his time, which is the right time. Some of us, I guess, will have been finding this lockdown period quite a challenge. No doubt one or two are wondering when the lockdown is lifted, whether there will be a job to go back to. How are we coping while we're waiting to be set free? How have you been spending your time during these weeks? Judging from the amount of stuff that the bin men are collecting, there's been quite a lot of sorting going on. And I've certainly been up in my loft like many other people. And one of the things I brought down is a box of photos. And I've been sorting through them. And it reminds me of something I heard Terry Waite say. Some of you may have seen Terry on the TV. You may remember that he had 4.5 years in solitary confinement in the Lebanon. And understandably, people wanted to ask him for tips on how you handle isolation. And one of the tips, he said, was one of the things that he did was to look at his memories. He said he would get up in the morning or start the day, and he'd pick a memory from the past and live with it and think about it for several days. Because he said the memories gave shape and purpose to my days. So I've been looking at all these old photos and filing them in order in a lever arch file. And as I've looked back, it's shown me all sorts of ways in which God has provided for me over my life, not least some very, very good friends, so much so that I've been spending a little bit of time writing a few cards to some of them to thank them for that friendship. I wonder if during this waiting time, it might be a good thing for you to take the lid off some of your memories and have a look back and see how God has provided for you, because that actually sustains us for the future. By the time he's quite an old man with this strapping young lad, Isaac, Abraham's learnt the vital lesson of waiting for God to do what he says he's going to do in his time. In the years since the costly mistake with Hagar, he's learnt a lot of important lessons. And during these 2 days when he's facing the prospect of being asked to sacrifice his son, he's doubtless had time to look back at some of the ways in which God has provided for him, which enables him to take this terrible step that is being asked of him. You know, periods of waiting are always God's training for us. Her Majesty the Queen said very early in her reign, you can achieve an awful lot if you've been trained properly. I hope I have been. Well, her life of service would show that very clearly. I wonder if we can see this period of lockdown as a time of training in God's school of faith. You may be facing tests that you don't know how you're going to get through, and you won't pass them all. None of us ever do. But God teaches us through them, and God is always the God of the second chance. I love how often God gives characters in the Bible a second chance. One of my favourites is Jonah, and it says of Jonah having messed up big time, It says, God came to Jonah a second time, the God of a second chance. Like Abraham, I've learned most through my failures and grown most through them. Are we ready to learn, and are we willing for God to teach us? Or are we a little bit like Winston Churchill, who once said, personally, I'm always ready to learn, although I do not always like being taught. God asked Abraham to give him the most precious thing in his life, his one and only son, and trust him with him. And God will never ask of us something he is not willing to do and has indeed has not already done himself. He says to Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. God did that. You know, it broke the father's heart to take his son, his only son, Jesus, whom he loved, and offer him in sacrifice. The knife that was withheld from Isaac was plunged into the side of the only beloved son of our Heavenly Father. And as a result, he has already provided for us all the things that are really important that we will ever need. Let me give you four F's to think about. Forgiveness, freedom, fulfillment, and friendship. Forgiveness. We don't have to carry stuff around anymore on our shoulders. He's dealt with it. Let it go at the cross. Freedom. Well, you may not feel very free at the moment, but you know, freedom isn't just a physical thing. Real freedom is in here. And we can, like Terry, we could be in solitary confinement, but utterly free where it matters. Forgiveness, freedom, fulfillment, and purpose. God has got the best possible plans for each of us. And of course, finally, his friendship. God doesn't call us servants anymore, he says. He calls us friends. In our second reading, we read, in him we live and move and have our being. We depend on him for everything. And as Sir Cliff Richard once said, the more we depend on God, the more dependable we find him to be, the God who provides.
Thank you that you gave us your only son and offered him as a sacrifice for us. Thank you for giving this most precious gift to us.
Thank you for the forgiveness, freedom, fulfillment, and friendship you provide to us. Help us today to look to you and learn to wait on you.
Dear God, we thank you for the world that you have created. We thank you for its beauty and the nature we see around us. God, we pray for all the nations of the world and their leaders. We pray that they may be guided by you and they may be able to trust you. Amen.
Lord, we thank you that ultimately you give everything, life and breath and all that we need. Lord, we pray for those who in this time are struggling either physically, mentally or spiritually and ask that in this time of crisis you will meet their needs.
And we thank you, Father, for our stories and memories and your hand of provision toward us down the years. And as we look back, we thank you for the ways in which you have provided for us. And we ask you now for our own personal needs and for those of our church that you will provide for us.
A little while ago, I came across a little piece called A Word from God. I found it quite helpful, and I'm hoping that you might find it so too. It's only a couple of minutes long, so can I invite you to relax to sit comfortably. If you have anything in your hands, just to put them down. And you might find it helpful to close your eyes. It sometimes aids listening without distraction. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. I am God. Today, I am going to be handling all your problems. Please remember that I do not need your help. If life delivers to you a situation that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it. Kindly place it in the SFJD box, something for Jesus to handle. It will be addressed in my time, not yours. Once the matter has been placed into the box, do not hold on to it or attempt to remove it. Holding or removal will delay the resolution of your problem. Is it a situation that you feel you are capable of handling? Then please consult me in prayer first to ensure that it is the right course of action. Because I do not need sleep, nor do I slumber, there is no need for you to lose any sleep. Relax, my child. If you feel the need to contact me, I am only a prayer away.
Well, thank you, Chris, for your words today. And thank you too to Fred and Helen, James, John and Elsie for the prayers. Why not spend some time today in your memories, looking back and looking for God's provision in your life before? Sometimes we don't always spot it at the time, and so it can be great to look back. And I know I found that encouraging in the past to do that myself. We're going to close by sharing together the grace. And so I encourage you to say the grace with me and maybe to those that you're watching this video with. So may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.